A man who stole 150 pounds of waffle batter mix from his former employer? He was charged with burglary. I would have charged him with assault and batter.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Too much of a pause between Mark and Schneidman on this one. Definitely. It's got to be a little closer. This is Mark Schneidman. So a little bit of, not quite a pregnant pause, but a little bit of a pause that almost makes it questionable if Mark and Schneidman are the same person. Could be a party line for all I know. Bye-bye.
Cousin Freddie, is that 2 weeks in a row? And a guest coming up emailed me, and he said Mark, and then he used like 10 dots Schneidman. So clearly he was referencing the pregnant pause as his cousin Freddie. And you heard the way the East Coast pronounced my first name. Mock. Schmock, schmock. And when I first came out here, it was I would say it very quickly. Hi, this is Mark Schneidman. Your name is Marsh Heidman? It's just so then I developed the pause. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. The deputy district attorney is in the house today, the big house. He'll be today's guest, second segment, Casey Nelson, who's kind of taking over. Jennifer Glimp was the go-to gal in the district attorney's office who brought us specialized in real estate fraud cases. So the deputy district attorney, Casey Nelson, will be joining us second segment. And there's one case that actually emanated out of Santa Barbara, a big-time case. That was just, I'm looking at a letter, a release on September 28, 2018 from Joyce Dudley, Do Right, a district attorney, County Santa Barbara. So we get the full scoop and skinny here in the second segment. The fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. Do want to let everyone know, we got a property history on a property that sold like three times, and then an update on that Montecito home that went pending in 7 days, despite the fact that it was impacted by the debris flow. And the entire first floor had no walls or ceiling or floors, just the joists and floor joists and the studs. But all the drywall and flooring, subflooring, were removed. So you just walked in. Two-story house. The second floor was untouched, but the first floor was no drywall. It looked like a construction.
Was it?
It was standing. Notwithstanding. Next week, my guest is attorney Ken Feinberg, and last year, October 1st, 2017, was the horrific Las Vegas shooting, and by sheer coincidence, the next day, October 2nd, my guest was Ken Feinberg, who was involved in actually distributing money from these type of catastrophes. This is exactly what we're going to talk about, and I had hoped to get him on live October 1st, 2018, the anniversary, but he was booked. So he'll be on next week to discuss. He, in fact, handled the money, distributing money for victims for the Las Vegas shooting that he does pro bono. And he's, this is very, very interesting. I'm still here. So the echocardiogram ultrasound stress test, it was more than an EKG, showed no abnormalities in my heart. They didn't test my brain. So time for, let me just make sure we check that off. Time now for year-to-date stats through September 28th, 2018. Single-family residences only just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. $1,270,000 is the median price, single-family homes from Carpinteria to Goleta. Last year, at this time, was $1,278,000. So we're just... slight dip, pretty close. The year before that, it was $1,207,000 in 2016. 2015, it was $1,155,000. So a slight dip, but still up there. $1,270,000 year-to-date median price. Averaging about 19.8 sales per week. Last year-to-date, about 21.8 sales per week. So almost two fewer sales per week in 39 weeks, so there you go, 78 fewer sales. 78 fewer sales. Now, how about if you take a look at Montecito only? And by the way, that's a 9.2% fewer number of sales. Last week, I think it was over 10%. And so not too long ago, it was about 8%. So we'll be tracking that through the end of the year. Montecito only 36% fewer sales than last year, year to date. Total of 89 versus 139. That's through September 28th, 2018. 36% fewer. So the 9.2% overall fewer sales, you got 50 fewer sales in Montecito. Out of, what did I say, 78 total. So throughout other districts, there's fewer sales, but not as dramatic as Montecito. Median price year-to-date Montecito, $2,850. And last year, year-to-date, median price, $3.1. Again, Montecito only, single family through September 28th, 2018. So when you take out 50 sales at a median price of $2,850, it's going to have somewhat of an impact on the overall median price, which, again, overall, $1,270,000 versus last year, $1,278,000. So that, I would say, is a contributing factor. But I'm not a mathematician, statistician, or what else rhymes with that. Okay. We ended up at 2017 at 21.7 sales per week. Year-to-date last year, 2017, 21.8. So that dropped a little. We'll see what happens with our year-to-date this year at just under 19.8 sales per week. It's a little bit weak. Let's see what I can squeeze in here. I wanted to tell you about the Montecito, the good news about Montecito, a house impacted by the debris flow. Listed, went into escrow in 7 days, the one I described earlier, where they had to remove all the drywall on the first floor, all the plywood subflooring. It was a raised foundation, so you walked in, you saw all the floor joists, all the walls were exposed, and the ceiling drywall was removed. So it went into escrow in 7 days, and it ended up closing in less than 30 days. It was a slam dunk sale. People with confidence. Buying in Montecito, and I like it. There you go. Another property, a little bit of a history. This property sold in 2010 for $739,000 up on the Mesa. Just a simple, as we like to say, a little cracker box house on the Mesa there. And someone completely rebuilt it into a tremendous, beautiful home. And so in 2015, it sold for $1,950,000. June 2015, $1,950,000. Almost 2 years later, in July 2017, it sold for $2,350,000, 20.5% more. I don't think they did anything to the house, but it was just the market, the Mesa, 2015 to 2017. And then a year and 2 months later, in September of 2018, it sells again for $2,550,000, 8.5% more. So people like that house, people like the Mesa. And a nice remodel. People like move-in condition. And Bob's your uncle. Let's see. A lot of times you'll see a back on market. Property is back on market, meaning usually it was in escrow and then it comes back on the market. Could have been withdrawn. But generally it's in escrow and then it's back on market. And the traditional refrain is through no fault of the property. And that's, you know, usually the case. You rarely say back on market because we discovered, rats. But through no fault of the property is the common refrain. And it's common because that's what it is. Buyers change their mind. But this one was something I'd never seen before. Why a property fell out of escrow and why it was back on the market. And they explained it right then and there. No, it wasn't rats, but I'll tell you when we return.